We decree and we declare that we are favored by the Lord. We decree and we declare that we walk in a boldness. We decree and we declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and we declare that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We decree and we declare that right-minded people are attracted to us. We decree and we declare that our favor attracts right people. Our scent attracts right people as a perfume that is of a sweet fragrance. We attract right people. We decree and we declare that the words of our mouth will bring forth deliverance. Amen. We decree and we declare that as we walk, hey, glory, hallelujah, that as we walk in a stance, in a strongness, and we walk right before the Lord. We decree and we declare that our bodies are vessels of the Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that our sight grows stronger and stronger in the Lord. Our spiritual sight grows stronger and stronger in and for the Lord. We decree and we declare that we shall be able to walk upon certain, and we shall walk without any fear, for we're walking with this faith of the Lord. We decree and we declare that what we put our hands to turns to gold, amen, spiritual gold, Father God. We decree and we declare that we speak life. We speak the answer. We decree and we declare that in him we live, move, and have our being. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language unto the Lord. Amen.
Prophet JL.
Lord God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us this whole week, Lord God. Please bless all of our family members as we are going in this stage of healing, season changes, and also please bless all those who are going in through that season of sickness. May they feel refresh and replenish, Lord God. I see this as a season of restoration, Lord God, in this season. Bless everyone's families. As Thanksgiving is approaching, let us be thankful for the things that God has given us, not for the things that we take or we have, Lord God. Please bless all of us as we go on in our days and in our lives, and let us go on and bless God and bless others that we see in our path. In Jesus' name.
And Father God, just thank you for this day. I thank you for just being in my life and being there in surgery and having the angels there around me as well. I just thank you for that. I love you to life, Lord. And I thank you for total healing for my body and for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Aisha Cooper, and all the sick and shut-in, Prophetess Esther, Minister Bostic. I just thank you for wisdom and clarity. I thank you for your hand over this entire universe, Lord, healing and teaching and giving your mercy and grace towards your people. But thank you for the restoration that's happening, for all the devastation that's been occurring in California and St. Martin and Puerto Rico and all the other places that you know, Texas. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their vision of globalizing the prophetic, and we're a part of that as well. I thank you for protecting the homeless people, Lord. I thank you for the safe house that I'm in, Lord. And I thank you for housing favor and financial breakthrough, Lord. I thank you for my twin sister, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, and her healing of her toe. I thank you for all the prophets that's on the line. May you continue to bless each and every one of us, bring a fresh wind of peace and prosperity and new contracts and new connections. I thank you for the children, Lord. I thank you for protecting them and their comings and goings in school. And I thank you for the fledgling J.L. Clark. I thank you for continually blessing her and increasing her knowledge in her studies, Lord. And I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan, Mother Barry, and Mother Austin. I thank you for all the pastors and the prophets and the apostles and archbishops and the bishops. I'm blessing them with their churches and continually to teach your children the right way, Lord, of who you truly are. And I thank you for who you are, Lord. In Jesus Christ's almighty name, I pray, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you for the gathering of the prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we get here tonight, Father God, that you begin to cause a divine intervention and supernatural miracles for your people on every level, Father God. Let there be an invasion of your presence and your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we invite you right now to invade our life, invade our homes, invade our finances, invade even work situations and businesses in the name of Jesus, our communities, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, break out revival, hallelujah, all over the land and country, God. Save dying women, men, boys, and girls, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that even this hour you get ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And Father God, we call forth Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Those that are sick and shut in, touch them, God, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, we call forth Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer right now, to rest upon each and every one that is sick and not doing well, God. And we thank you, God, for restoration and healing and full recovery to their bodies. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that your word said, by your stripes we already healed. And Father God, this is the day that you have made, hallelujah, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. You also said that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and your ears are open unto our cry. And Father God, I thank you right now that you begin to hear every cry, God. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every family member, every home, right now in the name of Jesus, their neighborhoods, God. Cover them with your blood. I call forth Michael the Archangel to be on assignment and do warfare and bring protection to them. Right now in the name of Jesus, I call Raquel the Archangel, the angels of justice and peace, to begin to bring divine order, peace. Right now in the name of Jesus, God, fill us with your agape love, peace, joy, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan, and their family, and their children and grandkids. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for, hallelujah, Mother Jordan, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, God, and build up where she's toned down. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother Barron. Strengthen her, God, and bless her, God. Bless her family in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every prophet that is on this line. Touch their life, God. In the name of Jesus, like never before. We thank you, Father God, for financial breakthrough and financial increase and release right now in the lives of your people. You said, Father God, that you will give us power to attain wealth. And Father God, we decree and declare, let it be now in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, that you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat. And Father God, we decree and declare that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that even those that are even behind bars, that God, you will cause a divine intervention in the lives of these young men, and you begin to turn their lives around and bring forth revival there. In the name of Jesus, give them a hunger, God. Hallelujah, after you, God. And give them a passion concerning the will of God for their life. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree, we declare victory and breakthrough. And I decree and declare divine protection, divine healing, restoration, right now in the name of Jesus, and divine recovery. And God, release divine miracles, supernatural miracles in everyone's life on this call right now. I decree it and declare now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you and we give you great glory and we give you praise and honor, knowing that it all goes to you, Lord. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Yes, Father, this is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord your God has multiplied you. And behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you a thousand times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you. Father, we thank you for another day to come before you. We thank you for being in your presence. We thank you for everyone that's on this line. We thank you for being on one accord, coming in unity, knowing that prayers are being answered. Yes, Father, we know that you have heard and you continue to hear the prayers of your people. Father, we just delight in knowing who you are, knowing that you are truly our shepherd, knowing that we shall never want lack or need for any good thing, Father. We thank you for your hedge of protection that you keep around us. We thank you for the victory that you give us every day. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your strength and your compassion, Father. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family, and we thank you for the legacy of every family that is represented on this line. Father, we thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for poems. We thank you for prophecology. We thank you for wisdom, Father. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for submitting unto your will in your way, Father. Father, we know that there's no lack, there's only abundance, infinite supply that you give us. Father, we thank you for creativity. We thank you for elevation and expansion. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around the country. World peace, Father, we always asking for. Or we always will decree world peace, Father. We thank you for being in the ears of our president and the presidential candidates. We thank you for everyone we thank you for every leader that is leading our country or state, Father. We thank you for them having an ear to hear your voice. Father, we thank you for your promises that are always still yea and amen. We thank you for protecting our children. We thank you for the fledglings. We thank you for their love and compassion for you to keep spreading the gospel. We thank you for J.L. Clark. We thank you for her love. We thank you for her success. We thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray for her intercession. Father, we thank you for we thank you for marriages. Father, just keep strengthening marriages in the season, Father. We thank you for we thank you for Las Vegas. We thank you for Texas. We thank you for Puerto Rico. We thank you for Mexico. We thank you for California. Father, we thank you for the Caribbean islands, how your hands upon each and every one of these countries and states, Lord. We thank you for even the United States. We thank you for keeping the children at home, Father God. We thank you for protecting them no matter where they are in this global world, Father, because we know that you can and you always stand in the gap for everyone and everything that lives, breathes on this earth. Father, we thank you for the sick and shut-ins. We thank you for continuing to uplift Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Minister Stephen Bostic. We thank you for all that you do, Father, because there's not a spot that you aren't, Father. So we thank you that you're always on the scene and your angels are always there in place and on call. And I thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yeah. Psalms 57, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of the wings will I make my refuge. Unto these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. And Father God, this day we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your word, Father God, that gives us life. We thank you for everyone on this line, Father God, standing and prophesying and in a faith for someone else as well as themselves, Father God. We thank you for canceling addiction in the lives of your people, canceling death of illnesses in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you for the ministers and the pastors and the prophets that speak your truth, Father God, that speak your truth for the people, Father God. Awake and arise and restore and renew the word in those who've lost it, Father God, in this hour. We thank you for the right mind, Father God, the mind to serve you, God. We thank you for each and every country, Father God, that you move and shape them, Father God. And we can trust anything that you do, Father God, for it is of your will and your way, Father God, that we depend on. We thank you for everyone in senior homes, and Father God, we decree and we're declaring that all the seniors are covered in Jesus' name, Father God. All the children are covered in Jesus' name as they go to school, Father God. We rebuke any bullies or any evil perverted spirits that try to sway or kidnap them, Father God. We decree covering in Jesus' name. We rebuke that, Father God. We thank you for the prophets who have been on tour, and we thank you, Father God, for moving through them. We ask that you continue to lift them, Father God. We thank you for, God, in this hour, comforting those that are mourning a lost one, Father God. We're asking you just to give them that comfort that they need in this hour. We thank you, Father God, for the prophetesses that are on the line and the ones who are normally here. We're asking you just to trust them, cover them, even in their resting time. Father God, we just are lifting up right now Sister Shalitha Harrelson, Father God, favor in court situation, Ronald Blake, anybody, any evil around him, Father God, we rebuke and cancel that. Kevin Head, Father God, we rebuke any addictive spirits right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm holding up especially my sister prophetess Jackie Jeffries, Father God, in this hour, her and her family, Father God, in this hour that you cover them, God. And we thank you, God. We give your name always the praise for you. We love you, God. We're trusting in you. We're walking by faith, by sight and not by what? We're walking by faith in the spiritual sight, Father God, and not by our natural sight, Father God. We give your name the prayer, the praise and the glory, the praise, the honor and the glory, the praise, the honor and the glory. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Joyce.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you all we give you honor and praise with thanksgiving, O God. And we come before your presence with singing, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, God. O God, we thank you, God, for continuing to bless the youth, God. Continue to bless them and bless the schools and college and all the institutions of learning, God. We thank you, God, for fulfilling their heart with your goodness, Lord. We thank you, God, for strengthening our seed, God, and multiplying our seed through generations and generations and generations to come, oh God. God, thank you, God, for leading our children, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for letting them represent you, oh Father God. Oh God, thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. Thank you, God, for continuing to give us traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. God, thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to our bodies and souls, God, and supporting us with your grace, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence each and every day, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for bringing us home safe and sound, dear Lord. And thank you, God, for continuing to have hope amongst all the communities affected by the storm or devastation, oh God. Thank you, God, for granting them safety and peace, God. Thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace, dear Lord. And God, thank you, God, for continuing to comfort and graciously regarding all the sick, oh God, and shedding, God, the names that have been called, God, through the week, God. Thank you, God, for touching their bodies, God. Thank you, God, for healing them, oh Lord, from the top of their crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. Thank you, God, that you are our healer, dear Lord. And thank you, God, for the leaders, dear Lord, of your churches and our leader as well, God. And we want to thank you, God, that we are prosperous and we are the head only. We want to thank you, Lord, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name. Continue to keep protection over us, over our children, and our loved one all around us, oh God. And God, thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and your precious, mighty, and masterful name, we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you for your compassion and your gracious love, for you are slow to anger, abounding in love. We thank you, Lord, that you will not always accuse, nor will you harbor anger against us, for you do not treat us as our sin deserves, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your love for those of us who fear you. We thank you for it, Father God, that as far as the east is from the west, so you removed our transgressions from us. We bless you, Father, for your compassion upon us, your children. We thank you, Lord, that you are compassionate to those who fear you. We thank you, Lord, because you know that we are how we are formed. You remember that we are as dust, and life of mortals is as grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over, and it is gone. We thank you, Lord God, that you are from everlasting to everlasting, loving us. Your love is to those of us who fear you, Lord God. Your righteousness is with your children's children. We thank you, Father God, that you keep your covenant with us who obey your precepts. We thank you, Lord God, that you have established your throne in heaven and your kingdom rules over all. We thank you, Lord God, that your power, your angels are covering and protecting and standing by to rush to adhere and to bring forth your word as it is commanded. You have placed your angels on assignment to bring forth blessing, to bring forth provision, to bring forth healing, to bring us the spoils of war. And we call forth the spoils. We call forth the spoils, for you said, for our shame we shall have the double portion. We call forth the double portion. We call forth double for our trouble, double for the sickness, double for the affliction, double for the attacks. Father God, we thank you for restoration and repair, and we thank you for victory and breakthrough for everyone on under the sound of our voice. Even now, Mother Myers, be healed, be whole, be set free. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. We cancel every prognosis of the doctor, and we call you healthy, whole, and complete. Cynthia Dawson, Anita Green, Prophet Bostic, amen. Prophetess Aisha, we call you healed. We call you delivered. Everyone on this call, everyone who has submitted a prayer request. We call every need met. We call every bill paid in the name of Jesus. We bless every elder on this, every prophet, and we bless our archbishop. We bless Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We undergird them. We strengthen them. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we say no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue risen against them in judgment is already condemned. We reroute every hand of the enemy, every hand of the wicked one. We cancel every attack. We reroute every demonic force, and we dispatch our angels, our warring angels, to fight against those that fight against us. Fight against those that fight against our leaders. Fight against those that fight against our children. Fight against those that fight against marriages. Fight against those that fight against our family. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Father. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we are so honored and blessed to be able to stand in the gap. Amen for the people of God. And again, we encourage you, amen, to get your seed in the ground, that 111 seed, amen. Bless the prophetic house. Stand with us with your seed so these calls, these prayer calls can continue, amen. Sow your seed, stop your bleed. Sow your seed, eliminate your need, amen. Sow your seed, be delivered from greed in the name of Jesus. And post this phone number on your Facebook page. I challenge each of you under the sound of my voice to share this phone number with your Facebook friends, because people are sick, people are dying, people are in distress, people are distraught, amen. And I know someone even now with cancer, amen, who has just posted how weary he is, amen, been battling for the last few years with cancer. Listen, people need the Lord. They don't need our opinion. They don't need our judgment. They need Christ. Amen. And we need to extend this call, because this call is a lifeline. This call is going to be the answer for someone, some family, amen, that is in distress. And you have a responsibility to get the word out and to expand, to help globalize this prayer call and globalize the prophetic. We have Facebook friends from all over the world that have needs, amen, and we need to extend and share this phone number. Don't be selfish. Don't, you know, we're not a religious clique, amen. People need the Lord, and we just challenge you to post this phone number on your Facebook, on your Instagram. Share this phone number so people can come and receive what they need from the Lord. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olympia, can you share the announcements, please? Prophetess Olympia Castillo.
Yes, I'm here, Prophetess.
Can you please share the announcements?
Yes, amen. Yes. So we just want everyone to know that to join Master Prophet tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., and he is still continuing to go through the book of the month, A Woman Called Adam. And again, on Monday morning, he'll be on a conference call at 9 a.m. And at 12 noon, we'll have the Man Cave Monday with Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophet Prentice Duval, Vanderbilt, and the other prophet, men prophets that will be on that line with them again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll have our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan that will be here setting up the conference call in that evening. And then, again, 12 midnight, we'll be right back here on the same line for our midnight cry, where we all will come on one accord to praise and thank God for his continuous blessings. Amen?
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen. And young prophets, J.L. Yes, Prophet?
Yeah, just don't forget Master Prophet is going to be on 8 o'clock in the morning a.m. with prayer and 12 o'clock a.m., 12 in the mid afternoon, and also 4 o'clock. The same thing they did today, they're going to do tomorrow.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for sharing that information. It was powerful this morning, and I was able to get a piece of that in before I had to rush off to the dentist. But I want to make sure I'm on the call in the morning. Amen. Master Prophet is doing something very powerful right now, and you don't want to miss it. But again, I want to encourage you to sow your seed, amen, of thanksgiving for this opportunity and for this open door that our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, has extended to us, and Pastor Deborah Jordan for answering the call to prayer. And it's our responsibility to keep it going and to undergird and uplift, amen, the vision of the woman of God. All right, God bless you all, is my prayer, and have a wonderful rest of the day. God bless.